Torah 101. Once again, listening to the music of Yair Dalal. We are in the book of Exodus, Shemot. The parasha called Yitro. Chapter 20, verse 15. All the people experienced the thunder, the lightning, the sound of the shofar, and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled, standing at a distance. They said to Moshe, "You speak with us and we will listen, but don't let God speak with us or we will die." Here God is continuing to introduce himself to his people. Remember, they had been slaves in Egypt for some 400 years. And they had not known their own God in his power and in his strength. So God is introducing himself so that they will understand who he is. Verse 17, Moshe answered the people, "Don't be afraid, because God has come only to test you and make you fear him so that you won't commit sins." Remember the nature of God as a holy God was unknown. The gods of Egypt were not necessarily holy and righteous. But the giving of the Torah here on Mount Sinai involves God revealing his nature as holy. So they weren't to be afraid, but they were to fear him. There's a difference. Being afraid of God and having a fear, which means awesome reverence, so that you won't commit sins, Moshe adds. God was needing to establish this relationship with his children, that they would revere him and listen to him, so that they would live in his love and blessing. So the people stood at a distance, verse 18, but Moshe approached the thick darkness where God was. Adonai said to Moshe, "Here is what you are to say to the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen that I spoke with you from heaven. You are not to make with me gods of silver." Here Adonai is implying that you've seen who I am. You've seen my power. You've seen what I did to the Egyptian army. You've seen what I've done through the plagues. You don't need to worship anything else. And that goes the same for us today. We have seen what God can do. We have seen him in our own lives. His power, his work, his miracles. Our hearts don't need to become attached to anything that is empty, that is shallow, that is vain, when we have him. "Don't make with me," he says, "gods of silver, nor are you to make gods of gold for yourselves. For me, you need make only an altar of earth. On it, you will sacrifice your burnt offerings, peace offerings, sheep, goats, and cattle. Now, keep in mind, in Egypt, the worship of their gods was elaborate. Just look at how they buried each other. The greatness of the tombs of the pharaohs, the pyramids. I mean, tremendous amounts of wealth and energy and effort went into their acts of worship and the life after this life. God says, for me, though, you don't need all that. You need only an altar of earth. Just something made out of dirt is basically what he's saying. It's not the presentation. It's not the flamboyancy, the glitter, the glamour. It's just dirt, because I am the one that is the focus of your attention and your worship. Very simple. It reminds me of how Yeshua, the Messiah, came to this earth. No fanfare to speak of. No major announcement to the entire world, just to some shepherds in a field in Bethlehem. He came to a very normal type of family, a working class family. God needs only an altar of dirt. The ancient rabbis taught that this dirt altar means that it was attached to the ground, that God was coming to attach himself to the earth, to come down to us, to live among us. It goes on that it should not be built on pillars. This from the ancient commentaries. It shouldn't be built on pillars or on a block of wood or on a base, but attached to the earth. Yeshua himself fulfilling this, coming in the form of an earthly vessel and connecting himself to the earth, to our world. God goes on in verse 21, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and bless you. Now this is a reference to the tabernacle, which we will get to, God's earthly dwelling in his tent throughout the wilderness journey. But then later the temple that Solomon would build, where God's presence would dwell, and he would cause his name to be mentioned, the priests, the Kohanim. Kohen is Hebrew for priest. The Levites, they were allowed to mention the name. That's why he says, I will cause my name to be mentioned, or allow my name to be mentioned. And this is where today the idea that the name of God is so holy and we must not ever say it in an empty way. As a matter of fact, it's not even mentioned in the normal process of worship within modern day Judaism because of scriptures like this, that the name is so holy that God would only allow it to be used in certain situations. I think we have freedom to call on the name of the Lord, like King David said so many times, to cry out to the name of the Lord. But these types of passages, again, are laying future groundwork that his people would be aware of the magnitude of his greatness, not just taking him for granted, but realizing that even his name is a precious commodity to be used only from a full heart Verse 22, if you do make me an altar of stone, you are not to build it of cut stones. Remember, that's what they did in Egypt. Tremendous. I mean, the Egyptian pyramids are still a mystery as to how they were able to accomplish those building projects without modern day technology. God is saying, I don't need all that. He says, for if you use a tool on it, you profane it. In other words, just leave it rough. It doesn't need to be elaborate. Mankind has put so much money, wealth, and focus on buildings. When God just wants simplicity, I think the instructions that God is going to give for the tabernacle, his tent, are exactly the way he sees it, just a tent. Like Abraham, that we have been studying in Genesis. He lived in a tent and he built an altar. Simple, because the one behind it is the one our focus should be on. And finally, verse 23, likewise, you are not to use steps to go up to my altar, so that you won't be indecently uncovered. Now, this passage we will touch on in tomorrow's study because it ties into the first verse of the next parasha, which we will begin then. Torah 101 Daily.